Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3,
Philadelphia.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia.
Free speech lives here.
It's Cale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Thursday, March 14th. It is indeed Cale and Company right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Always live on the free Odyssey app and streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube. As we head until 10 o'clock this morning, 855-839-1210, the phone number. On social media at 1210 WPHT. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Don Stenslin with the news. Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board. Phil Omquist, Anthony Terenzo, our associate producers. Another loaded, action-packed Thursday show. Oh, do we have a lot of good stories and topics to delve into today. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Pi Day.
Pi Day?
314.
Ah, the old numerical version of pi. I haven't heard that since like 11th grade.
I know, right?
What is pi? 3.14. Greg Stocker, since we're doing math, what's the square root of 81?
I have no idea. 9?
Yeah, boom.
There you go.
Look at that.
It's 6:01 and my brain is functioning.
Oh, man.
Holy crap. Damn.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
We're doing well. Did you guys enjoy that beautiful weather yesterday? Felt like like the middle of May.
We need more of this. And I know it's going to be nice today, but then it's going to rain on Friday, right?
No, the weekend's coming. It rains every weekend, it feels like.
Not the weekend, just tomorrow, Friday.
All right. Tomorrow. I'll take that.
It's not a washout.
Okay, good.
All right. We have so many things to delve into today. Reaction in the big take from what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday with TikTok. Who voted to ban it? Who voted against banning it? We will get to that. A very good day for Donald Trump in the state of Georgia. Fannie Willis's future in regards to this specific case could very well be determined by Judge Scott McAfee at some point today or tomorrow. We will get to that. Also, all sorts of kind of petty battles being waged. We have Elon Musk and Don Lemon, all sorts of drama. We'll tell you about that.
Two frogs. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
You know, I actually jotted that down on the show sheet because I figured that you were just going to ridicule both of them.
Of course. Of course. One is a publicity whore, and the other believes in free speech except when they criticize him. It's two egomaniac D-bags. Thank you.
I disagree.
I'm going to put that
in. Of course you do. Let's stick up for Elon Musk.
Let's.
Okay.
I'm going to defend Don Lemon.
You're going to defend Don Lemon. Wow.
Nobody.
No, not
me.
Nobody. Yeah. Maybe I will. I don't know.
Come on.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm just going to feel it out as we go along.
He criticized me. I don't like when people ask me dumb questions.
Shut up.
I'm Don Lemon, and you will respect me.
He's a big dummy, too. He's just looking for publicity.
Wow. Elon Musk taking shots from Greg Stocker bright and early. Elon, would you like to have a rebuttal, sir?
Go.
Yeah. When you're the billionaire owner.
Oh, you are just so in love with billionaire dummies.
Dawn loves the money.
He's not a God. Dummy.
If I could marry a billionaire, I would too.
First of all, Elon Musk is a horrendous interviewer. Like, nobody should want to interview him because he gives you nothing. He's boring. He's just not a good interview.
Don Lemon's a... He's just a...
You just don't like Don
jerk.
Lemon.
He's a jerk.
Yes, he is. Of course he is. Then Elon Musk should not have decided to put him on his platform then. The end.
He didn't know. Now he knows.
Okay. Everybody back to the corner. To me. We'll come out. We'll start swinging at 6:45. Also, speaking of petty battles, Ron DeSantis tries to dunk on the libs of TikTok after the libs of TikTok tried to crush DeSantis.
Oh, God.
I don't understand this battle, but we'll get to that.
This week in grifter history.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. And speaking of grifters, CNN has a source that says Aaron Rodgers had some theories about Sandy Hook. You know, CNN or those in the camp of Biden are concerned about RFK if they're citing a private conversation from 13 years ago with Aaron Rodgers, all because he has been loosely linked to RFK's shortlist of VP candidates. That'll never materialize anyway. It's all about this morning. It's going to be super juicy. But let's get to the news right out of the gate. 6:05, round number one. The biggest supporter I've ever met of Don Lemon. Dawn Stensland.
Good morning. Happy Pi Day this March 14th. You're going to love this forecast. We are nearly 50 degrees, which is normally the high for this time of year, heading up to 78 degrees today. Full forecast coming right up. But we want to get to the news, and U.S. Marshals fully identifying that fourth suspect that they're searching for still in that shooting at a school bus stop in Philadelphia, which is also a SEPTA bus here because there's students here. They don't get a yellow school bus in the city of Philadelphia. They take public transit. 8 teens were wounded in that one. So now they're identifying 17-year-old Asir Boone, most wanted teen in Philadelphia, wanted for attempted murder. According to authorities, he should be considered armed and dangerous. That announcement. So just taking you back a moment, gunfire ringing out, 3 p.m., March 6th, several Northeast high school students, many of them, I should say, a crowd waiting for that bus right at Cotman and Rising Sun Avenues in Burholm, Northeast Philadelphia. In all, 8 students were struck. One of the victims, that 16-year-old boy that we talk a lot about, shot 9 times. The apparent target, as we say, has been in critical condition. This morning, he is listed in stable condition. So that's a bit of an improvement. All the other kids, the other students, 15, 16, mostly 15 and 16-year-olds, they've been in stable condition the entire time. So thankfully, you know, it looks like the most of those students will survive, perhaps all of them. Thank God these doctors, you know, performing a miracle from all accounts that we're hearing. That 16-year-old boy shot 9 times in his torso. And it didn't look good in the first couple of days, but they finally stabilized his conditions. So they've already arrested 3 suspects. We've been talking a lot about this week and searching for that fourth in connection with the incident. They also believe that shooting, as I've been reporting to you, I've been hearing that you look at what happened with 11 kids in all shot last week. But look at what happened Monday, 2 days before, when Damon Taylor, who was another 17-year-old Imhotep Charter High School student, he was shot and killed amid a spray of bullets, again, on a SEPTA bus stop in the city's Ogun section. 2 other students, as well as 2 passengers in the spray of that gunfire, were also injured. And by all accounts, this 17-year-old Damon Taylor was a good student and perhaps was... It's one of those horrifying cliches, wrong place, wrong time. But again, he was at a SEPTA bus stop and it involved school. So those 2 situations are believed to be connected. That's what we're hearing. And the other piece of this is that last night there was a standing room only rally at Imhotep High School. They were calling it Peace Not Guns. All these students, the school, everybody in the community gathering. And it was really a town hall they held last night in the wake of these different school shootings, or I should say SEPTA bus stop shootings involving Philadelphia high school students. So a lot of students coming out simply saying, we have to do something.
Yeah.
And we don't feel safe walking to school, getting to school on SEPTA. And to me, just looking at that community meeting last night, I felt that that was a good beginning for these kids and the community members to come together in a positive way.
Yeah, you know, I've got a little bit of a different spin on this. I'm tired of all of these little young teenage punks where all they want to do, and I'm not saying you don't have a right to protest or a right to rally. It's, you know, one of your protected rights in this country. But you know what? And it's become the trendy thing to do. How about all you little young punks out there when violence breaks out? How about the last thing we do from now on is we pull out our smartphone and start recording all of it? Why don't, because you said this was retaliation in all likelihood. There's obviously signs of, you know, beefs between these gang members, or, oh, he disrespected me, or you disrespected my girlfriend, or whatever. And then all of a sudden we just spray bullets around like we're at a paintball course. Why don't you go to the authorities and say, hey, I think there's some escalating tensions here, whether it's a school official or a police officer, instead of just being the first to start filming things on TikTok. How about that? Rally generation.
Yeah.
Because all they do is throw gas on the fire. Tired of this whole crowd.
Yeah, I think what I was, I think you're right. To me, I was looking at the community meeting, and those are kids who want to go to school.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, your heart goes out to them. They're stuck here, and yeah, they're kids, and, yep, you know, these were high school age, so, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old kids who were there just saying, let's look towards solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So they give us a little bit of hope,
yeah,
you know, as we think about what's going on. So so that really was the first time officially, though, that we've learned that the multiple shootings we had, there is a connection. And so I just wanted to point that out, too. We also had, remember the casino robbery that we talked about at Valley Forge Casino yesterday. So we have more information on that one as police investigate that armed robbery, Valley Forge Casino, King of Prussia. It happened Tuesday night in the FanDuel Sportsbook section.
No, it was not me over a lost wager.
So Pennsylvania State Police say that two men wearing hoodies, white gloves, white ski masks were armed with guns and demanding money. And so when that didn't work, police say the guys took a tip box from the counter and they took off. There was $120 in there. After the holdup, the suspects drove off in a newer model white Jeep Grand Cherokee, black rims, headed toward KOP Mall, which would have been closed at that time anyway. But police say in all, four suspects, they're looking for four suspects, and they've been tracking all the, you mentioned yesterday, Nick, all the cameras that we know are in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have some pretty good images of them, and then they track it through all the cameras throughout the entire region.
Yep.
So I have no question that they're going to find them. Just headlining other news of the day, obviously that TikTok vote happened yesterday in the House passing. Nick has all the deets for you on that one. And that a majority of Republicans, yes, went against Trump, who was not happy with that vote. Today, Donald J. Trump is expected to be in court. This is the Mar-a-Lago case. And this is not, he's not going to testify. This is more dealing, this is dealing with the legal issues and the legality of the case. So a battle among lawyers as to whether they even have really the right to move forward with the case. Because, of course, Trump's lawyers say you don't have a case. This law does not apply to this case. So we're following all of that for you very carefully. You're going to love this forecast. 78 degrees, record warm. This is, what are we, 30 degrees above what's normal for this time of year?
I love it.
I do too.
More of it.
I agree. It's just, it just feels good. And then tomorrow, so we're already at 50 degrees right now, by the way. So tomorrow, even though Greg is being a little pessimistic, tomorrow is not a washout. It will be cloudy, though, and I think Greg loves the sunshine. We've established that.
Mm-hmm.
So cloudy early, showers for the afternoon, but it's not a washout. The rain is a 50-50 situation. So it's not this horrific, windy, you know, raw day by any measure. It's, you know, 70 degrees, and throughout the day, we will have periods where it's bright and cloudy, where the rain holds off. So I'll just be a little optimistic on that one. The weekend, bright, mostly sunny weekend, 63 for your Saturday, 61 for your Sunday. And then moving into next week, I'll just prepare you. Next week, we are in the 50s and upper 40s, which is closer to where we should be. It's just we've been a little spoiled this week in the forecast. This is Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Don, thank you very much. 6:13 here on this Thursday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
All right, the Big Take this morning brought to you by Budget Blinds, TikTok, and The Ban. Yesterday, we saw all sorts of commentary on Capitol Hill, and my position has been pretty consistent on TikTok. I hate pretty much everything about that godforsaken app. Cut sheet hilarity aside, I've never thought of getting on that app. I'd never consume any of the content on it if it wasn't for this radio show. I've never had an account. And I never will. My chief concern has always been U.S. national security. In a day and age where we are inching closer and closer to a surveillance state in every aspect of our lives, I wanted it gone. It's bad enough that our own federal government is spying on us. Corporations are tracking our search and buying habits. The last thing I want is the CCP compromising our identities, financial accounts, and other vital, important personal information. I'm also sick of China and how they bulldoze America in many regards, from spy balloons over our great land to rogue police precincts in our cities to Chairman Xi owning Joe Biden over the last 3+ years. I really want to claim victory over China and dunk on them with a not so fast, you're not getting away with this anymore. But the more you read about the government's push to ban TikTok, what the bill entails, and the fact that there's bipartisan support for it, the less I am inclined to further want this app, which is owned by ByteDance, reportedly with ties to the CCP, banned in the United States of America. After further review, I have decided that I am against banning TikTok and the app and everything it entails in this country. I'm placing free speech over alleged national security threats. And when you read the legislation, you will see that this is about more than TikTok. It is about the government further controlling speech, and this is merely a Trojan horse, as Thomas Massie puts it. If this bill would be passed by the House and Senate and go into law, it would give the President of the United States the power to ban not only apps such as TikTok, but also websites. Ask yourself this. How would you feel if the Daily Mail website was banned, or Rumble, or Truth Social, The Daily Wire, The Blaze, Outkick, and other websites that you frequent in opposition of mainstream media websites and apps? You wouldn't like it. And the more I read about this bill, the more it's crystal clear to me. There's no gray area with bans. You are either in favor of them or adamantly opposed to them. There is no selective suppression. And now I am officially adamantly opposed to banning TikTok, because in the bill, it says the following. Foreign adversaries controlled application. The term foreign adversary controlled application means a website, a desktop application, mobile application, or augmented or immersive technology app that is operated directly or indirectly, including through a parent company, subsidiary, or affiliate, providing services to distribute, maintain, or update by means of a marketplace through which users within the land or maritime borders of the United States may access, maintain, or update such application. I want you to think about this for a moment. If Joe Biden was for it, shouldn't you be against it? Remember, they just jumped on TikTok about 6 weeks ago around the Super Bowl. Now they're adamantly opposed to it, and Biden says he will ban the bill. But we've already seen censorship efforts in big tech from Silicon Valley. We just have to go back to 2020. This is about absolute control. TikTok is just the window dressing, and it's the entry point to further restrict Americans' access to things that the government doesn't want you having access to. Nancy Pelosi has been quoted saying, "We have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it." Wait a minute. Why would I pass a bill so I can find out what's in it? I want to know what's in it before I either pass it or ban it. That quote alone should make you squirm. Think about this. Think about the Restrict Act. It's supported by both Democrats and Republicans. The Restrict Act law would grant the White House, through the Commerce Department, the ability to go after anyone and any company that they deem a security risk. The invoked mitigation powers are far-reaching, including the ability for the Commerce Department to ban not only social media apps, but also payment applications. Yes, payment applications, which means the Department of Commerce, through the TikTok ban bill, would have the power to go after your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin, and other financial transactions. Ro Khanna is a Democrat from California and a member of the House of Representatives. He's an old school moderate to liberal Dem who really values free speech. He had this to say on CNN yesterday about the TikTok ban. Listen and watch.
Against this bill, we have Congressman Ro Khanna of California with us. His district, we should mention, includes Silicon Valley, where ByteDance and other social media companies have offices. Congressman, thanks so much for sharing your afternoon with us. You said in an interview in January that TikTok should be forced to sell to an American company. Isn't that what this bill does? Why did you vote against it?
No, it doesn't. I would support a bill like this. This is blatantly unconstitutional, and I don't think the courts would uphold it. And the reason is if the sale didn't happen, it goes to a ban. The Supreme Court has said it has to be the least restrictive alternative when you look at free speech, which 170 million Americans' free speech is at impact. And we could have said that there should have been financial penalties if there isn't a divestiture. We should have said that we need a strong data privacy bill. But to ban it, I don't think survives. I think it would be struck down 9-0 by the Supreme Court.
That's a fascinating perspective. There was also
data privacy bill is exactly what Dawn has been talking about for the last couple of days. And that's very well said by Ro Khanna. Unconstitutional. And if it got to the Supreme Court, he believes it would be shot down 9-0. The House, as we know, yesterday passed the bill on Wednesday morning. So now TikTok has 6 months to sell its controlling share of the platform or face a ban of operating in the U.S. The votes on Wednesday were as follows. 352 members of Congress voted to ban it. 65 voted against the ban. And in a rare moment of what in the world did we just witness, both AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene were in agreement as they opposed the ban. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they can't even agree on today being Thursday, but they were in lockstep on the fight to prevent the banning of TikTok. Other notables to vote against it included Nancy Mace, Republican, as well as Democrats Ruben Gallego of Arizona, most notable for his run against Carrie Lake in the Senate, and Democrat presidential longshot Dean Phillips. 15 Republicans and 50 Democrats opposed the bill. Donald Trump announced his opposition to the bill on Monday. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, said the following, quote, "Today's bipartisan vote demonstrates Congress's opposition to Communist China's attempts to spy on and manipulate Americans and signals our resolve to deter our enemies. I urge the Senate to pass this bill and send it to the president so he can sign it into law," end quote. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise was asked about this ban, the youth vote, and it being an election year. Listen and watch Mr. Scalise.
Because of how popular this app is, are you at all concerned about doing this in an election year?
I've actually talked to a lot of young people about it. Many of them don't even know how much of their data is at risk today. And so this gives them extra layers of protection. When I say, in fact, you know, an American company buying it protects your data that you are putting on TikTok, people actually feel a lot better about that. They don't realize their personal data is at risk. And in this case, is going to be accessed by the Chinese Communist Party. Many people didn't sign up for that. And yet it's the case. This bill protects those families, those young people, and lets them still use the application that they enjoy. So it's a win for families across America, and it's a long time coming.
You don't have to like TikTok. I certainly do not. But if you value free speech, and more importantly, if you want the government and you want to stop the government from the far-reaching implications beyond just the banning of this one app, you should be opposed to this bill. I am. I think this creates a major slippery slope on the internet as a whole and what the government will regulate, not just social media and certainly not just TikTok. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
All right, Big Take this morning brought to you by Budget Blinds. Spring is coming. I would argue it feels like it's already here. And now is the time for budget blinds. Budget Blinds, your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business, budgetblinds.com. Your thoughts certainly welcomed. 855-839-1210 on social media at 1210WPHT and in the Kale & Company comment community on YouTube. We'll come back and get some thoughts on what transpired yesterday. Nick, Dawn, and Greg, Thursday morning. It's Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season, because right now new customers can get $200 in bonus bets with any winning a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets if your bet wins. You can bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and so much more. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg, to make your first bet. FanDuel.com/Greg. By the way, I'm taking the Philadelphia 76ers tonight, plus 8.5 against the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't think they're going to win, but I'm going to take the points. Plus 8.5, your Philadelphia 76ers. FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel.com/Greg, by the way. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, President PA, first online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company always saying what is on our mind and occasionally in the YouTube chat being accused of talking too much. As we roll on, Nick, Dawn, and Greg here on a Thursday morning. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You know, it's interesting. Every time you see legislation and proposed bills, and they have these fancy titles, and you think it addresses the cause that it says it's going to address if you decide to approve of a bill, or if you vote against it and you don't want to do this, always read the fine print. You know, it's like the Inflation Reduction Act. It does a whole bunch of stuff, but it doesn't really address inflation that much. And that's kind of the way I feel about this TikTok bill yesterday. There was a couple of good posts yesterday with some excerpts of the actual legislation, and it was highlighted. And if you think about it, you know, in this country, we allow China to fly spy balloons across our country until Mama Zioli shoots them down with her musket in South Carolina. We have record numbers of Chinese illegal immigrants coming up through the southern border. Swalwell was dating a Chinese spy. I believe Dianne Feinstein employed somebody on her payroll that was a Chinese spy for, I think, 2 decades. And you look at Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, allegations with connections to the CCP. So the last thing I want to hear is this country all of a sudden is serious about cracking down on China, and they're going to do it through TikTok and ByteDance. I have finally come full circle. And to me, let it exist. You know, I think, Dawn, you said it best earlier this week. You know, put some, you know, restrictions on TikTok with the ability to get data, but let the app exist. And it's like, at the end of the day, if you don't like Twitter, don't go on it. If you don't like this radio show, don't listen to it. But bans, and Stalker, you've said this as well, they usually do not work. So your thoughts yesterday, Dawn, on this playing out, which I believe the vote came down, was it in real time on your show?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, so it was, we were watching it, and Anthony go, because I had on one network, he had on the other one, we had all the computer, all the, you know, to see who would break it. And so Anthony DiRenzo says, they voted, it's done, they voted for it. So it was, yeah, it was during the show mid-morning yesterday. But I think the reaction, first of all, it's the fact that Trump wanted it. He decided that he did not want to do the ban. I swear it's all about Trump. So I it's so bizarre to me that the some of the headlines this morning, oh, Republicans defied Trump by voting for this thing. It's suddenly all about Trump. This is going to be a long 8 months, my friends.
Yes, it is.
Oh, but the truth is, I wonder where it's going to go in the Senate. The Senate has a slightly different model and bill that they've been looking at, because as we've talked about, a lot of these social media sites, a lot of apps in general, collect your data. It just depends on what they do with the data. It's that third party user.
Yep.
And yesterday I had this where I was even looking at, and it's, you know, the CHOP app, the Children's Hospital app. You know, you think about that. Why do they have to access your photos? you know, you start thinking about it more now that this is a relevant you know, news issue that's topical. But this is the issue, the third party users and where your information is exported. That is the user data and then the export of it. That's what they need to control. And in all honesty, I think the vast majority of these individuals in Congress do not have a clue as to how all of this works.
Right.
And so that's a real problem.
They came together with this legislation in what, 4 days?
Yep.
I mean, that's awfully quick.
Yep.
To come up with 300 and some odd pages. My guess is you're right. Most people that are voting on this have a very entry level understanding of what it actually entails.
Yep. I would love to know if, because Trump was on the campaign trail a lot with Vivek Ramaswamy, who is fluent in this kind of issue.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to wonder if it was indeed Vivek saying to him, hey, yeah, Mr. President, they got to do blah, 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 and they have to write this and that, and the, because he can understand this. He's somebody who could help write this kind of legislation and educate these individuals in Congress who I don't think they know what they're talking about.
Yep.
I really don't. And so that's a big problem.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on the conversation. So the vote yesterday went 352 to 65. And as I mentioned in the big take, I don't think I've ever seen AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene agree on anything. They were both opposed to the ban. As you mentioned, it will now go to the Senate, where senators will decide whether the national security threat posed by TikTok is worth the headache from the constituents who love this app. Apparently, there's over 150 million Americans that use this social media app, TikTok, and the bill has a good shot of becoming law as a bipartisan group of lawmakers proposed the bill, and Joe confirmed he would sign it if it also passes the Senate, which is interesting because Joe's time on the app would be short-lived. He's been on it, you know, personally, you know, I say personally because he's not really posting there, but he's got an app and he's got a profile. He posted that Super Bowl ad, and then he will do, think about this, Joe is doing more for national security with banning the TikTok app than he is with the southern border. That's another interesting little tidbit.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that we are sitting here with all these concerns about China accessing our data when China has all of our data anyway, so it really doesn't matter. But yet our borders are completely open.
Yeah. Like,
that's not a bigger national security threat,
yep,
in my opinion. But I wanted to piggyback off something that Dawn said about these people who are voting for that have no idea what the bill is. Let's start with Nancy Pelosi, shall we, Phil? If you can pull up cut one here. Her claim is that we're not trying to ban TikTok. We're just trying to make it better. And that she does like a tic-tac-toe thing. Like she's just trying to be, she has no idea.
No.
That's the problem when you have these, they have no idea what TikTok does, what it is,
nope,
what, anything about it. Well, my
please
grandkids.
Don't bother me with such frivolity.
My grandkids okay. use it. But you're the one voting on it.
Yep.
Sweetheart.
Yep.
Let's start with cut one here, Phil, if you will. Cut one, go.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I thank the gentleman for yielding and for his leadership on this very important issue. And I thank the distinguished chairwoman of the Energy and Commerce Committee and associate myself with her remarks, as well as with Mr. Pallone's. I thank Mr. Christian Morphy and Mr. Gallagher, Chairman Gallagher of the Select Committee on China, for their great leadership, bringing this legislation forward to the Committee of Jurisdiction, Legislative Jurisdiction. Mr. Chair, I have a few points to make, and it's interesting to hear this respectful debate. First of all, this is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, communication value, the business value for some business on this.
Okay.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Four corners. Bingo.
What the hell is she talking about?
I have no idea. It absolutely is a ban on TikTok. If this goes through, they have 5 or 6 months to sell it.
Tic-tac-toe.
Oh, God. Just go home, lady. Well, enough of you.
She's trying to be witty there, and she's just, yeah, she has no idea what she's talking about.
No.
I'm not a fan of TikTok. I will not go on it. I don't care about it. I don't care if it's here or if it's not here. But banning this is just a slippery slope.
Right.
It's a Trojan horse.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use this legislation to ban all kinds of stuff that they don't want. AM radio might be one of them, by the way.
It's the same thing after 9/11 when you had the Patriot Act. After all these different events in history, you get all this legislation, and they slowly tighten the vise on society and your freedoms and all of these restrictions because they know they can't do it overnight. So they do it piece by piece by piece, and this is exactly what's happening here.
You're exactly right. And they wait for something like this. And to Greg's point, oh, well, it's for the children, and they're not safe, and this and that. No. This is, once they get in with this, they're going to go into every app, and they're going to have control.
Yeah.
And part of the bill, remember, one of their proposals is that they would control, that it would go into a server. All of the information will go into a government server.
Of course.
In the United States of America. So really, to me, when I look at this, it's basically a battle of government officials and bureaucrats who are saying, well, why should China get all their information?
Yep.
We want to have all your information.
Exactly.
Right.
That's you're exactly right. They can't do that to our pledges. Only we can do that to our pledges. This whole thing is such a bad press. And who are these Congress people?
Uh-huh.
356 of them?
352 to 65.
It wasn't even close.
No.
Nope. Who are these people? Who
they
are
don't these people? Know what they're,
yeah.
They don't know what they're doing. They really don't.
Republicans, Democrats, both of them.
Yep.
Should be ashamed of themselves.
So I think all the Democrats, I don't know what the Republicans were thinking, but I think all the Democrats said, whatever the opposite of what Trump wants.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And then you have some Democrats out there like Ro Khanna, who's like, no, I would vote for a certain bill to ban TikTok if it was really about banning TikTok. But he said in that clip I played for you in the Big Take, it's gonna restrict freedom of speech. And he thinks SCOTUS would shoot it down if it got that high.
It's funny because you were saying that that both Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC don't agree on anything, but they agree on this. They do, but they're coming at it from completely different.
Everybody's got their own
points of view.
Agenda for it.
It's that the AOC is in the same camp as the Ilhan Omar, where she believes that the truth about what's happening in Gaza is actually being broadcast on TikTok, and that's where, even though it's been debunked and it's completely fabricated, but they're looking at it from that. Marjorie Taylor Greene is looking at it from, I believe, more of a free speech angle of it.
I totally agree. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. And oh, by the way, keep in mind, TikTok is banned on federal devices as the Biden administration and their officials helped with the technical language of that.
Can I just say that, because this is Peter M. on the YouTube chat has a point of view that a lot of people have here, and I wanted to get both of your reactions on this. Peter M. says, in the bill, it says it would prohibit TikTok from U.S. app stores unless it separates from ByteDance. Mm-hmm. Ban is a misnomer.
Well, I've been reporting that, because that is the proper language of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to understand that the law of the Chinese government, the communist Chinese government, the law states it must be owned in China by them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a contradiction of terms.
Right.
You can't, essentially, it becomes a ban because that would never happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that's the problem here.
Yep. 855-839-1210 to climb in. We'll come back, put a bow on the 6 o'clock hour. We have so many good things to get to. Still ahead in the 7 o'clock hour, Don Lemon against Elon Musk, Ron DeSantis against the owner and creator of the Libs of TikTok account on Twitter. Speaking of TikTok, RFK Jr., Aaron Rodgers, CNN is going after Aaron Rodgers because he allegedly shared false Sandy Hook conspiracy theories 13 years ago in a private conversation. We'll get to that as we continue. But it could be curtains for Fani Willis within the next 2 days. The details next here on Kale & Company. But first, let me tell you about my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. We just shot the first episode of Kale Pool Karaoke about 2 months ago. The first episode dropped on social media about a week and a half ago. And we filmed that debut episode in the 2024 Honda Pilot Trail Sport, which features a 7-mode drive system, Trail Watch, multi-camera view, 18-inch alloy wheels, and wireless Apple CarPlay. And if you need that extra row of seating, third row seating, yeah, it comes standard. But also the rugged off-roading ability that only comes in the Trail Sport model. And you can explore all of the Honda Pilot models at one of the five Piazza Honda locations. In Philadelphia, Pottstown, Reading, Springfield, and Langhorne. Shop online, PiazzaAutoGroup.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us live on YouTube. Good day yesterday for Donald Trump as the judge in the Fulton County case dismisses three charges against Trump in the Georgia election interference case. As the pressure continues to mount on Fannie Willis, and as you might recall, the six charges in question have to do with allegedly soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. That includes two charges related to Trump's infamous phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, fellow Republican, back on January 2nd of 2021, where he asked him to, quote, find 11,780 votes. The ruling, the surprise ruling, comes at a time when McAfee faces a self-imposed deadline of this week to rule on whether or not to disqualify Fannie Willis. So I think this is a good day for Trump, and I think at some point, either today or tomorrow, hopefully it comes down today so we have something to talk about in our open tomorrow. I hate when they do these news dumps on a Friday, and I got to wait until Monday. It's all about this show. I think all judges moving forward in any Trump case should not issue a ruling, and they should think about Kale and Company before they do so. Okay? If we can react to it in less than 12 hours, great. I'm not waiting all weekend. But they go on to say, McAfee said in his ruling on Wednesday that the six counts that he's dismissing against Trump and some of his co-defendants contain all of the essential elements of crimes, but Fannie Willis and prosecutors, quote, fail to allege sufficient detail regarding the nature of their commission. They also do not, quote, give the defendants enough information to prepare their defenses intelligently.
So, by the way, just to clarify that this is due to a technical deficiency in the language of some of the charges in the indictment, and it can be easily remedied. Yes. Those are the judge's thing. So I believe it will be easily remedied, and the charges will go back.
Yeah, they can basically reword it, refile it, and reprocess it. Which again, I've been saying that I don't think this case is going away. I do think Fannie Willis is going away, and based on everything, if you're just trying to forget, like, you know, the legal minutia and what's being dismissed and all the aha gotcha moments, and yet you just look at everything from a momentum standpoint, we have seen Fannie Willis, we've seen Nathan Wade, also Wade's former I believe divorce attorney Terrence Bradley. It just looks to me like, you know what, you got to get a new cast of characters in here. This case to me, from the oath of office and the objectivity, it seems, and it doesn't just seem, we know it, this lady's got an axe to grind with Trump. And if you're going to maintain the integrity of a court, you can't have tainted characters leading a prosecution or a co-prosecution with everything that we do know now moving forward. So if all that happens and Willis is dismissed at some point, and we're looking at all of these cases. Oh, by the way, the Alvin Bragg Manhattan case starts in 10 days, Monday, March 25th. I just don't see how this Georgia case is going to be completed before the election as well.
And that's why it's a win.
Yes.
Because any delay,
yep,
any opportunity to appeal or delay, and this, because now they have 6 months to rework this, then the Trump team has to look at it, all the lawyers involved in all the procedures and all the whole. So I just think anytime there's something like this where now they have to go, you know, take three steps back and one step forward, any delay is a win for Trump.
Yeah. I would totally agree. And I mean, the wheels of justice, and I hate using that phrase, but it's so true. The wheels of justice move at glacial speeds. Everything is just so slow. You know, all of these documents you have as an attorney, whether you're the prosecution or the defense, you can file a motion for almost anything. Like, all the motions do is delay, delay, delay. You could just file a motion and then insert motion to blah, 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 insert whatever you want. Then it's got to be heard. You have a little hearing on that. Then the judge makes a ruling. I mean, there's so many little tactics that attorneys have that can, and you think about it, all of these prosecutors, from Merrick Garland's DOJ to Letitia James, Attorney General, to district attorneys like Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, they all want to go at warp speed, right? Like, we're talking about, like, all of the prosecutors are trying to run the 40-yard dash, and Trump's defense team, for every case, is trying to run a marathon, right? Like, they're trying to make this a 26-mile thing and delay it and draw it out, and everything else is just a quick burst in order to get things done before the 2024 election. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two, and then we get real petty in the 7 o'clock hour. Ooh. Oh, this is going to be great. Dawn and Lemon, DeSantis and the libs of TikTok, CNN and Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be good. Cut sheet at 7:45, and we're back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.